let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Visions of Light, Inspiration, Poetry, Stunning Photography has been called a masterpiece, a brilliant book. It's by Raymond J. Klein. In this unique collection, Raymond offers you astonishing abstract photographic interpretations of light and scenes from nature combined with luminous, inspiring verse. Then he provides step-by-step insights for anyone with a camera and computer into the photographic and creative process. Raymond J. Klein is retired. His career was that of an advertising commercial photographer. He developed innovative lighting techniques during his career, which made his work in demand by advertising clients. He earned a Master of Photography degree in 1976 with the Professional Photographers of America. His work has been published in magazines such as McCall's, Vogue, Popular Mechanics, U.S. News and World Report, Family Circle, USA Today, Popular Photography and Imaging, various catalogs, and much more. Recently, his work included a 2017 first prize-winning photograph in Popular Photography Magazine's 23rd Annual International Contest. That included the work of other photographers coming from more than 90 cities around the world. He's now a resident of Vancouver, Washington, a member of the Mosaic Art Group. His career was mainly in Chicago, where he lived and worked until retiring in 1995. The author of Visions of Light, Inspiration, Poetry, Stunning Photography, Raymond J. Klein, with us on This Week in America. Raymond, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for this interview. I hope we have a exciting time here.
Well, I think we will, and your work is so unique, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. And for the video version of the program, if you go to thisweekinamerica.us and go to our YouTube channel, you can link on directly, you'll see various photographs that Raymond will be showing during the course of the program. I encourage you to go there, as well as to Raymond's website, which is RaymondJKlein, K-L-E-I-N.com. We'll give that to you numerous times during the course of the program. This was really an ambitious project that you undertook for the book Visions of Light. What was the inspiration to do the photography book?
Well, my entire career was photography, specifically in the field of advertising. I had to enhance products artistically to make them desirable. This caused me to experiment with my photography. The experiments led me to working with lighting as the main foundation and inspiration for the book. Although there are books available about using lighting, there was not one about using the actual light itself as the subject. The first sentence in my book states, "The mind is a magnificent creation." I realized I could visualize images and then create them using the camera as a tool. The new technology today is amazing. The new cameras and that technology combined help us more than ever before, and today, your talent is the real winner. I stress that throughout my book. So, okay.
Yes, and that sort of sets the groundwork there, and it's interesting, and we'll talk about technology, the digital age later on in the program, but it's interesting because now I'm really sort of taking pictures that come out and never did before. Cameras were really unforgiving when I started taking pictures, and you did back with that Kodak camera, your age 12, that your dad had. Talk about that. That really tuned you in and on to photography, didn't it?
It certainly did, yes. As a matter of fact, the way it all started was my hometown was Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And they had a newspaper titled the Milwaukee Journal. And they had a Sunday column titled Pictures from Readers. And they paid $10 if they published your picture.
Wow.
At that time, I was
going to say yes.
And I was inspired by magazines like Life and Look, which were very popular in the era of 1946. I accomplished a picture, which was published and paid for. And that is when I discovered my passion for photography. Now, let me show you my first published picture that I was able to make in 1946. Here it is. This is a picture of my mother's cat having a little fun with my mother's pet canary.
I love that picture with the shadows and everything. Again, I guess that goes back to light being a very important part of the texture of that picture.
That's right. Yeah, that... And at that time, you know, I had to process and print my own pictures. So I did a darkroom. So, okay.
That was a fascinating picture. And you'll see that if you go to the video version of the program. Fascinating. We're talking with Raymond J. Klein is our guest in the program. The book is Visions of Light, Inspiration, Poetry, Stunning Photography. You highlight abstract light photography in the book. Talk about that, the fascination. And I understand this whole light technique really developed for you as you were working with it in the space program back years ago and sort of came up with you describe it as sort of a glimmer of this concept of using light in a different way.
That's right. Well, I believe I was fortunate to realize the camera was a tool to assist in creating a unique kind of abstract image through the use of light and lens alone. The images were exciting to me as well as my clients. At that time, I realized the images had great value. Now, this abstract behind me that you see right here?
Yes.
My retirement at an exhibition, that image sold for $450 in 2008. Wow. So this version that you see right here is slightly different version than the one sold at the exhibition, but I started to think about the possibility of working on a book about that time, and that's why I highlight abstract light photography.
It's fascinating to look at the book and see what Raymond is doing that's so unique. Again, the name of the book is Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography. What inspired you to practice and produce unique traditional imagery? You do things different. Maybe the first time some of these techniques have been used. What was the motivation, what the inspiration to do it this way?
Well, as sophisticated as cameras are, there are still ways to improve upon the composition and lighting occurring within the subject of a photograph. I feel the new technology inspires me to practice and produce unique images and allows me to benefit by making those improvements. Now, here is a traditional image of autumn leaves. We're just at the right time of the year now,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We can go out and take a look at things. Okay, this image is not in my book. I was able to accomplish this image after the book was published using the methods I describe in the book. So does this look like a unique traditional image to you? There you have it.
There, well, that's impressive.
Autumn leaves.
That is impressive.
Now, I've sold many, many canvases like this, and I've made prints that have sold at this Mosaic Arts Group that I belong to. So,
yeah, it's so impressive. And a leaf right now in this part of the country, we see leaves at the end of a rake. So it's nice to sort of see them where we can appreciate the beauty which we have in that picture. What do you think opened up this greater path for abstract light photography? Talk about how that has really evolved.
Well, I had clients looking for anything to enhance the effectiveness in a photograph to bring attention to an advertisement they were producing. I was able to excite them with the abstractions, and this proved to me there was a greater path for the use of abstract light photography. Advertising is where the money is in today's photography market, and that is where assignments are available. The image in the advertisement was the original base image for this advertisement right here. You see how this is showing products and then that light pattern behind it. That's how the light pattern is used in an advertisement. So you can see the difference between this and that one behind me.
Yes.
Image.
And that's
okay.
We're seeing a Cobra ad, a color Cobra ad, that using that light technique that obviously was very effective. And like you said, that has to deliver for the advertiser, or they'll just try something different the next time.
That's right. And I think truck drivers are very familiar with that Cobra. They made a lot of the interconnecting machines that drivers could use when they were on the road.
Yeah, the old CBs, that brings back a lot of memories as we're seeing that picture. How did you start practicing? Once you developed this concept, how did you get on this path that you are and were with this type of photography?
Well, I discovered my dad's camera when I was 12 years old, became very interested in seeing the magic of images emerging in a liquid in the darkroom, something young people do not experience today. That's how I started out, you know, developing and printing my own pictures. And visual experiences are very exciting. When I was 18 years old, I had to enlist in the United States Air Force and was fortunate to be placed in a photo unit. I was able to accomplish a photo and submit into a base photo contest in which I won a first prize and was paid $35 in 1955. And here is that picture.
Ooh, I love that. And that was real money back then. That was like a lottery win back then, wasn't it?
Practically, that's right. That's right. That was done during a paradrop that was at the base that I was stationed at. That's right.
And you had the opportunity to really grow during that time, and the career took off after that. I mentioned the space race you were involved in and all the work you did as an in-demand photographer in advertising. The project that we're talking about specifically, Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography. The book's available at Amazon, of course. You can find all the information and order the book as well as that at Raymond's website, RaymondJKline.com. A link on get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This really is unique, and I mentioned that at the beginning. You teamed up with talented poets to create this collection. Talk about that, because that really just enhances the experience for all of us.
Well, I felt it was very exciting to meet people who could create poetic stories by observing a photograph, and even the abstract could provide a springboard to create a story about it, like that abstract behind me. The poet's title, her poem was titled Honeycomb Prophecies, but the title of my picture right there is called Radiance. You see these radiating lines coming off there?
Yes.
Well, here is a traditional picture I titled The Newsboy. Now, I was able to capture this picture in 1958 in El Paso, Texas. Now, the poem, which has the same title, The Newsboy, was created by a mother and daughter team after seeing this print. And they, a beautiful story emerged from the mind of the poets. It was really terrific.
And that's what's so nice with the photography is people will see it probably a little bit differently than the person next to them. And it all brings this opportunity for to look and to interpret. The book is Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography. Talk about the challenges of matching the right poem with each photograph that you have in the book. And you've done such a nice job of blending the two. How challenging was that?
Well, many of the poems were written by the poets for the specific image, like that newsboy picture. But other pre-written poems, which seem to have been written for the picture, easily blended with the image. Let me show you a prize-winning picture right here for which a pre-written poem was made. Now, this picture was in a popular photography magazine, and the title of the contest was Your Best Shot. This is an internationally read magazine.
Yes.
And showed this picture to the to the poets, and this one girl had a poem that was titled Finch Songs. I had titled the picture House Finch at Dawn, because the picture that I when I made it was at that time of the day, just at dawn. So this happened in 2005, and I was paid $200, and I explained in the book how this photo was accomplished.
In the book, we're talking about Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography by our guest on the program, Raymond J. Kline. What inspired you to share the photography, the practice and techniques in the book? Because you share everything in the book. It's not just, here's a nice picture, what do you think of it, and then we enjoy that. You actually go behind the scenes and give us some thought as to the technique. How did this inspiration to write this come out?
Well, in my career, the believe it or not, the workload in the studio became so heavy, I needed to share my techniques with my assistants in order to complete assignments in a timely manner. So I decided it was important to reveal the techniques for young people to encourage them to continue on with additional discoveries. There are so many things that can still be done. So here you see one of my abstract images in use, again, behind a traditional images. So this was a circular pattern here, and the art director that put this ad together ended with circles surrounded each of the products that are demonstrated here.
And it's so appealing and gives a depth. It really captures your eye, doesn't it, when you glance at that? You can't just glance for a second. You end up taking in the entire picture.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, okay. It's interesting that all of the photography, and I'm just so amazed at the talent you have at looking at something and seeing it differently than we do. The picture with the newsboy there, some people would look and see somebody leaning up against a light pole with some newspapers. You see something different and present it to us so that we see it the way you do. Talk about the reward that you get for capturing something like that really generates pleasure and generates some contemplation on the part of the people watching.
Well, now that I'm a member of a gallery group exhibiting artwork, of course, you know, everybody doesn't want to do this. So, but that's how I ended up in my retirement here. So it's very rewarding to sell a large canvas or win a prize in an international contest in a magazine competition. Now, my book describes winning an international contest and having the picture published and where I received prize money. So this is a very rewarding thing. Now, here's another prize that I entered in another. They had another annual competition. This happened in 2006. And this picture right here, which I call Blue Iris, won a prize in the creative arts division of that particular, competition.
Yes.
So here behind me, you see that very image.
Yes.
And so I sell canvases of that and prints. I've sold quite a few numbers. So that's pretty rewarding, wouldn't you say?
I would say that it's rewarding and fulfilling, but both of those, and you really need to see the photography for yourself, and you can do that in the book Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography. See the pictures as well at Raymond's website, RaymondJKlein.com. To see the video of the program, again, go to our YouTube channel. You can do that by going to thisweekinamerica.us and hitting videos, and that will take you right there. In the area of expertise that you have, how do you immortalize the perfect scene or image into your shots? I'm thinking that takes a real talent to be able to do that.
Well, when I know I have captured or created an image no one else has been able to accomplish with my own point of view, then have it presented in an exhibition, to me that is kind of immortalizing it, and even better when a client purchases the image. Now, this image is not in the book, but the technique is described in my book. Now, does this subject look immortalized to you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, in a certain sense, this is an abstract because you would not see this in reality. But it was in my mind when I saw that bridge one day when I was driving in Portland, Oregon. This is called the St. John's Bridge. And I thought, you know, at that time, I'd like to get back there and do this photograph and, you know, use this new modern technology to immortalize this picture with the picture of the moon behind that bridge.
I love that picture, and you have to go to the website, look at the book to see the picture that Raymond is talking about. I mentioned besides the poetry, besides the stunning photography that we see, you do some step-by-step insights. What are some of the important elements that will help a person become an effective photographer? Some may be doing it now and they enjoy it, but now they've got a master who is guiding them through the process. What are some of the important elements that a photographer should be aware of?
Well, a certain thing that I always I talk about in the book is a person's attitude. You have to have the ability to create images, and I talk about that in my book. Now, it's important to put your own specific interests into your photographic efforts. That's why I say attitude is very important. One example is to be daring. Here's a photograph which took a little daring. I titled it Leap into Action. And I was able to use multiple types of lights to accomplish this photograph. And I explain it fully in the book right here.
Oh, yes.
This fellow appeared at our studio, and he needed to have pictures of his portfolio to show other photographers, you know, what he could do, basically, because he was a dancer, and he was, you know, trying to get parts in theater productions dancing, and I visualized him dancing over himself, and that's what this is. If you can see that kind of a light pattern of him sweeping up there.
Can see that, and that's such a unique picture. And again, I urge you to go to the website and to check out the pictures that Raymond is showing, and then get information on the book and visit his website. Is photography for everyone? Do you find that everybody could be a photographer? Is it for everybody?
Well, sometimes the physical efforts to create a photograph are not always achievable. In my career, I've had to be a carpenter and a painter, a decorator, or an engineer, and an electrician to complete a photograph. If you do not have these capabilities, well, maybe photography is not for you. You know, today, you have these cameras, and it's so easy to take pictures all over the place.
Yes.
But in order to make a photograph, it takes a little more effort. But I believe young people today have great talent to do this. I believe my book teaches a reader how to think in photographic terms. It's important to impart this thought in your mind, thinking in photographic terms.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the mind as a magnificent creation, and you lead us into how we can use that. And there is a difference between a selfie and a photograph, and you will find all of that information in the book Visions of Light. Are you planning on sharing more of your work with fans and readers in the future? You've given us a little taste of what you've done, what you're able to do. Will you follow up on that?
Well, I'm sharing pictures on my Facebook account right now. If you go to Facebook and search, I guess, for Visions of Light and Raymond J. Klein, I think you would be able to find it. I've never searched for anybody on Facebook, so I don't know exactly how that works.
I think that works that way, and we'll put that up as well where you can get information. What were some of the challenges that you faced as you were putting this together?
I've got a little more to go back to on.
Oh,
on
sure,
that,
sure.
But, and beyond Facebook, I was able to accomplish a first prize winning in 2017. Now, that was just last year, right?
Yes.
Using the methods that I write about, and I entered this particular photograph into the contest in 2017 as a test of my own ability to find out if I could, you know, win. Now, this was entered into the Cities and Architecture, and here it says, Raymond J. Klein, 84. I'm 84. I'm older than that now.
That's amazing that you stay involved to the extent that you do, and obviously enjoying it and learning. It seems like your mind is always going, how can I present this in a different way? This has to be invigorating for you.
Well, now, when you go to my website, it has several different categories that you can click on. If you click on the press section, you'll be able to see that picture, and there's a little paragraph next to the picture. If you go down to the bottom of that paragraph, it says, see whole article right here. You click on that, and that'll just bring up that particular article, and there's like a little magnifying glass that you can go over it, and it'll enlarge it up to the entire size so that you can read each and every word of that article that was printed in the magazine.
And you'll find that at the website RaymondJKlein.com. Time going by so quickly, a couple minutes left in the program, so much more I want to touch on. And let's just for a second talk about the challenges that you faced. What challenges did you have in putting this creation together?
Well, I did have several challenges that I had putting this picture together, or rather the book, I'm sorry. So I am planning I had some, you know, financial challenges and, you know, the challenges of finding the poets and in order to bring it together. Now, the way that happened was I entered a picture into a exhibition here that had to do with words that were describing a picture, or a picture that was describing words. So that was where I met the poets and was able to talk to them and ask them if, you know, they would be interested in working on the book. And that's how the book sort of came into, you know, into being.
Yes, and it's such a an entertaining read. It's so much fun to sit and to go through the pictures. Are you talking about maybe doing part two to this, coming back with another book with poetry and your photographs?
Well, not really. I had to overcome my greatest challenges through practice and more practice and practice, you know, working with a camera and working with the new technology.
Oh, yes.
I had to separate my photographic or my career pictures from my prize-winning photographs. And in doing so, I felt it would be necessary here to demonstrate my technique in many different ways. I did a photograph of a saxophone, which is a multiple exposure, as an example of that technique. Now, if a person applies their imagination, they can succeed. Now, here is a record cover jacket. Remember in the distant past, you know, in the 1950s, those great big round circular discs that you put on a record player?
Exactly, yes. They are coming back now, which is, and each one had to come in a couple. Oh, that's stunning. That really is.
Right. Okay, now this was a multiple exposure for this musician, Mr. Lou Donaldson. Now, he's one of the endorsers of the book. I did this photograph back in 1966, and in the book I tell you how to meet the right people who will give you assignments like this. So if you go to my website, again, and go to the gallery section, you'll be able to see other record covers I accomplished. This is not a digital photograph. This is, you know, the old-fashioned.
Yes. I figured that when you mentioned the year on that, that looks like something that was more current with all of the modern techniques that you have to work with. And you can get advice on for young and aspiring photographers by going to the website. It's interesting. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end just to throw out this digital age and what keeps you motivated. I would assume with the digital age now and everything that's available to you, this is really an exciting time to be a photographer, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's my own visual experiences, something I might see. It might be right in my own backyard. It can be a motivating experience. Possibly something I review from my career might re-motivate me in a new way using you know, in my using the images I describe in my book. I was able to be awarded this plaque for an image I achieved just recently here. Now, again, I received this award from, I also belong to a camera club, by the way. Now, this photograph here, I titled it Out for a Spin. Now, EID stands for Electronic Image Division. And what that means is that when our camera club meets, we meet twice a month. And on the first meeting, we show prints. And on the second meeting, we show these EID pictures, which means that they've been transmitted over the internet to one of our fellows. And then he, you know, gets them in a category. Then they're projected up on a screen. Well, so I happen to be awarded the EID of the year 2017 here for me. That's what I'm called at my camera club, Grapevine here.
Well, congratulations on that and all of the accolades that you've had and are continuing to get during the course of your ongoing career. I know you're retired, but I'm going to call it an ongoing career. It has been such a pleasure. You are a gifted artist to have Raymond J. Klein with us on the program. The book is Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. Information at Raymond's website, RaymondJKlein.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to mention at the end, you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project of getting this book together, getting it out to the public. What's that experience been like for you?
Well, that's been pretty exciting. You know, I they've got me into various book events. The book is going to be shown at that European book fair around. What is it?
I'm not sure. Coming up, but we'll get that information up on the screen as well. So that will be exciting to be part of that.
That's right. Yeah, I'm hoping that a lot of people are able to see the you know, this particular program and get some benefit out of the book, you know, to inspire them to continue on, because it is possible to get jobs today if you are able to, you know, go to an advertising agency, show them your portfolio, meet some of the art directors there, and get them excited about what you can do, and learning how to use all the technology that's available today. It's very exciting to work with all that.
And to have the opportunity, working with Reader's Magnet, to put all of this together, get the book published, get it out there, and to be able to spread the word, I'm sure, is a rewarding experience. Raymond, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing the book Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography. The website is RaymondJKlein.com. Sir, thank you very much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bratton. I enjoyed it, and I hope everyone will benefit, you know, when they do receive the book. By the way, you can purchase the book at my website and receive a signed copy.
Ooh, now, another reason to go to the website. You'll be entertained with all of the pictures there. You can get information on the book and get a signed copy by Raymond. Thank you, and please call me Rick, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Sure. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it. Had a lot of fun doing this. Thank you.
A lot of fun having you with us. Raymond J. Klein, our guest, the book Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography. His website, RaymondJKlein.com. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.